Live from the most high-tech studio in the entire world, I'm here with my friend Benton, who's a fellow Tulane University student.
Roll wave!
There was some harmony there. That was beautiful.
I am in a cappella.
I'm glad I got that.
Yeah, good.
When did you apply to Tulane University?
I applied to Tulane my senior year of high school. I think it was the beginning of senior year. Maybe like October. And then I heard back from Tulane in maybe like early winter, I want to say January, but I didn't commit to Tulane until April or May.
Can you tell me the story of receiving your acceptance letter from Tulane?
Yeah, I love this story. I was actually at a choir concert, and then I performed, and so then after I was leaving the performance with my family and talking with my friends, I was freaking out about it.
And when will you graduate from Tulane?
I am graduating in just a few weeks. Class of 2021, roll wave, May 22nd, technically.
So, since graduation is coming up, what do you wish you had done differently while in school?
Man, quite a few things. I wish I would have taken advantage of more fun classes, and not just taken only classes that counted to, like, towards a major. Are you only looking for, like, academic answers, or are you looking for,
anything.
Like,
social.
Anything. Oh, man. Okay.
Money.
Money. Oh, man. Oh, money. Yeah, I wish I would have done a couple of things. I think, like, regarding, like, financial aid, maybe, I wish I would have been more of a self-advocate and, like, fought back, because over time my scholarships got less and less, and so I wish I would have kind of fought for them more. I wish I would have, I don't know, I wish I would have explored the city more and had a more developed a deeper connection to New Orleans, because I think I've done a mediocre job of that.
I think you did a better job than most Tulane students.
I probably did. You're right. Yeah, for sure than most Tulane students. I don't know. I wish I wouldn't have, like, worried so much about my GPA and worried so much about, like, being a good student. I think I could have relaxed a bit and, like, learned how to budget alone time and, like, personal time better. So, just to name a few.
What's one of your favorite memories from Tulane? Or a funny story, or a happy story, or a sad story, maybe.
I'm really running the gamut here. I have many, many, many. One of my favorite memories of Tulane, I think the first thing that's coming to mind is Voodoo Fest freshman year, because that was just the first time, like, I had done something that big before and, like, dressed up, and we made it, like, a 3-day event, and all of, like, my friends at the time were still new to me, so that was very exciting. And you. And I just remember, like, we were front row for the Killers, and, like, that was such a good concert, and, like, we were, like, after that performance, I was just, like, riding an adrenaline high, and, like, even, like, just running around afterwards was really fun, and, like, I mean, getting home was kind of a nightmare, but it was also fun, because we just, like, had to wait at that tent for forever, and yeah.
Wasn't the Uber, like, $90?
Oh, yeah. Something it was crazy absurd. Expensive. And it took, like, 90 minutes to get there and get home. Like, it was just unreal. Yeah,
90.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember it was pretty rainy, too, because it was muddy at the Killers, or was that later?
Well, I remember it was rainy the night before when Foo Fighters were performing, and, like, who wanted to go see the Foo Fighters? So we just, like, I remember leaving early.
Sorry, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Appreciate your existence, but not for me. And so then the day after, it was muddy, but I don't think it was
raining.
Yeah, weather lightened up a little bit.
Maybe I'm mistaking, like, confetti or something for rain. Because didn't at the end...
Definitely a lot of confetti.
Mr. Brightside?
No, they opened with Mr. Brightside.
Okay, what did they...
They ended with All These Things I've Done.
Mm, okay.
See, I remember this night very vividly.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Do you think being inebriated is an important part of going to college?
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary, uh-huh. but I think it's part of a college experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that everyone needs to, like, get super drunk or high mm-hmm. all the time. And I definitely don't encourage that. But I think it was really important for me at that time, mm-hmm. especially, because I had come from a very sheltered childhood and didn't experience any of those things. So I felt more connected to kind of, like, the typical teenage experience mm-hmm. through feeling that way. Yeah. And, like, whether that's good or bad, I don't really know. But as far as, like, my perception of what it meant to be a college student, that was really important for me to feel, like, normal.
Tell me a little bit about what your family thought about New Orleans when you decided that you wanted to go to Tulane University here.
Yeah, so part of why I ended up coming to Tulane was because my sister-in-law also came to Tulane, and so she kind of introduced me and my family to the city, and I think it was really helpful for her to show me the city and to show my parents the city, because if we didn't have her, then I think we would have... My parents especially had a lot of stereotypes of what New Orleans was in their head, just like debauchery and partying and voodoo and just like kind of the typical and jazz and I don't know, just kind of like a crime ridden sketchy city. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think they were thrilled initially, but it actually, I don't think they were thrilled with my initial interest in Tulane. But once I had fleshed out the rest of the process and kind of weighed all my options, it is actually the school that they wanted me to go to in the end, mm-hmm. because I remember my dad telling me, like, this is such a unique experience, and if you don't go, you'll regret it.
Mm.
And I completely agree with him, and I'm very grateful that mm-hmm. I did that and came here, because I think if I didn't, I would have regretted it.
Do you have any advice of what somebody who's has a bunch of colleges in front of them, and even, you know, Tulane University is a private university, and you got into a public university as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So just maybe how to compare the two, things like that.
Sure. I mean, it's, first of all, the process kind of just sucks, because you're asking 17 and 18 year olds to, like, make a big decision. And at least for me, I didn't really know myself that well at the time. And so making that decision as an 18-year-old, I think I made the right decision in the end, but it was very hard to trust myself mm-hmm. to make that decision. So I guess my advice would be, like, weigh the options and ask students at those schools, like, what they like and what they don't like about the school. Because I think talking to tour guides and talking to admissions people doesn't give you an authentic view of what the school is.
That's great advice.
Yeah, especially Tulane's admissions. They market so well, and they do a really good job of selling you a school mm-hmm. that isn't necessarily what you're signing up for. Also, like, money's a big deal, and I know, like, that's really shitty, but, like, go somewhere where you're not gonna end up with a bunch of loans like I did. I don't know. I definitely don't regret coming to Tulane, but I wish I would have done better with finances.